Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Big Bad Game Breakdown with the coach, Rob Long, on 105.7 The Fan.
And rebounded by Dante Scott, and the Terrapins are going to win it. Their winning streak will go to four for the first time this season. And they go to Rutgers at Piscataway at the rack, and they beat the Scarlet Knights 68-59.
We controlled the game with our defense. Our defense, our toughness was amazing. Front in the post, guarding the ball, deflections, just did some amazing things on defense.
They did. That's Mark Turgeon after the Terps 68-59 win over the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. They control, guys, the game on defense. When you look at how many times the Rutgers Scarlet Knight went scoreless, how many droughts they had throughout the course of the game, and you've seen teams in the past, I guess you know, my young adulthood would be Arkansas Razorbacks with 40 minutes of hell.
Corliss Williamson, man.
Yeah, Corliss yeah. Williamson. Yeah, I mean, it was more of a physical, beat you up black and blue style of defense. And I'm not saying Maryland isn't tough, because Maryland is very tough. Then Daryl Morsell is probably the poster child of that toughness, because they're very tough. But it's not as physical as you've seen some dominant defenses in the past. That's why I have so much admiration for it. It's timing. It's knowing, it's scouting your opponents, by the way. I mean, you know what they do, you know when they do it, and you beat them to this punch a lot. But it's a lot of skill involved in it, Ed, where these guys are turning offensive players on every dribble. It takes you time to get the ball down the court. I can't tell you how many times yesterday when you saw Rutgers come down court and they got a ball across half court 8-9 seconds into a 10 count. Or they got to their offense 12 seconds into the shot clock. That's great defense, because now it's limiting your time. I don't know. I text Beano Ransom last night, didn't get hit back from him. I don't know who is doing their defense. I don't know who is designing their defense. But you guys been watching Maryland's basketball just like me with Mark Turgeon. This is different. And I feel like he knows the offensive limitations of his team. And they're scoring a lot of transitional buckets, not only in the fast break, but in the secondary break, where they'll try to get to the basket. It's not there, one or two passes away from still scoring. So you're still in that transition. The defense is still in that transitional recovery mode. They've done a great job of not only playing defense, but changing that defense and turning it over to easy points on offense. This is coaching. And I know a lot of you criticize Turgeon, you don't like him. This is 110%. I know my team's personnel. I know what my team is made of. This is what we're going to do this year. Why? Because this is what helps us win ball games. If we did anything else, we're not winning as many games. This is 100%, Ed, coaching, him having his finger on the pulse of his personnel.
I was going to say, this has to be, because, and I'm assuming some of this has to be the fact that they have no true big man anymore. So you're going to rely on things like this, like, you know, a suffocating defense, you know, slowing the other team down, and then being quick on transitions, because you don't have the bigs that some of the other teams do in the Big Ten.
And you know what? Spot on to my next point, Ed. This team switches on defense. I don't know of another team that I've seen in the country that switches better than them. Maybe there's some teams who switches as good as they switch, as well as they switch, but they don't switch better than them. And the reason why is because there's not a big difference between the height of the five players on their court, Jeremy. Meaning, if I'm guarding a point guard, you run a screen on me, instead of me hedging and giving somebody an open shot or somebody an easy slip to the basket, we're just going to switch because we're all relatively the same height. It doesn't matter. If it was a mismatch for that guy, it was a mismatch for the guy who just left him. They don't hedge. They don't hedge. They don't rotate over. They just switch constantly. So every play you run, for the most part, is going to be an advantage defense because you're not gaining the advantage on the offensive side that you would gain because you're hedging or you're showing, you're doing things like that. And that's they've taken their lack of size and made it a benefit of theirs because that alone takes away a lot of their opponent's offense.
Yeah, and when you practice it, it kind of shows, too, the more and more attempts you get at switching. And the worst part about – so when you have a team that's willing to switch on all those picks and they're comfortable doing it, it's a scary proposition because now there's no real advantage. Because the worst thing in the world is to be – it's like in tennis, and they have that dead zone. So you either want to be back behind the end line or you want to be up at the net to kind of judge things. If you're standing somewhere in the middle, you're stuck because if they hit a shot right at your feet, you're not going to be able to return it. And it's the same thing in basketball when you get caught in that – it's kind of like in purgatory of, all right, am I switching or am I going with my man? You know, if I have a shooter, I want to fight over the screen and push him to drive. If I have a driver, I want to come under the screen, force the guy to take the shot. But when you switch all the time and you know what you're doing, I think it makes you very dangerous on the defensive end.
And here's the brilliance of that defense, Ed. They don't just switch on the ball. If you look off the ball, which I try to do as much as possible, if you look to the top or the bottom of the screen off the ball, those guys are switching too. So they're always in that mode. They, like, to Jeremy's point, they don't have to figure out, well, am I switching now? No, they're always doing it. If I'm guarding a guy at the top on an extended elbow and he runs a play off the ball with the guy on the baseline, no problem. I'll just pick up that guy on the baseline as he comes to me. And it really, I think that's probably one of the many keys to their success on defense this year.
Yeah, well, apparently it is. And it just, and I, you know, he did a good, he being Turge, I think did a great job doing this. I'm sure a lot of it was by necessity because of the, you know, the size disadvantage. But they make it work, and they've made it work so well that they're looking to be a tournament team now when I never thought they would be just a few weeks ago. Because of all the problems they've had against big teams. You know, anybody with a big. I'm pretty impressed, actually, I got to say. I thought it was going to be a really disappointing season just a few short weeks ago. And now all of a sudden it's looking like it's going to be fun and exciting going into the spring.
Well, they've played defensively, Jeremy, into the hands of today's basketball era, where even if you have a big Garza, he doesn't always play big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, you may have, which I don't understand for the life of me, how there have been teams with 6'10 guys on the court, and Maryland doesn't have that, and a 6'10 guy is 15 feet away from the basket. So they've kind of – offenses play their way into what Maryland does because that's the era of basketball, and Mark Turgeon has found a way to benefit from that and kind of market that as well and be successful against some teams that he – I thought what they did, holding Rutgers to 59 points at home, that's impressive, man. That's impressive. Yeah. If you look at the runs that Rutgers had, the only reason why they were able to keep them under 50 because the droughts were a lot longer than the runs, Jeremy.
You know, the funny thing about that, Rob, is I was watching, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, the NBA, and you know, so the Milwaukee Bucks have Brook Lopez, who's, I mean, he's going to shoot more threes than he's going to grab rebounds. I'm not even talking about making them. And he just stays outside the paint. So I've watched what teams are doing when they defend him. They're putting their center on Giannis, and they have him stand at the free throw line like, hey, you can shoot jump shots all day. Take as many jump shots as you want, but when you come into the lane, could you beat me to the basket? Sure, but I'm going to have length, but you're not going to out-muscle our center when you're going to the hoop. And he'll get some easy buckets because he's athletic and great, but to me, Brook Lopez is really hindering their chance because you talk about spreading the floor and what you want to do, but now you see teams doing that. And if you're coming to face Maryland, I don't know how you don't have your big guy hunker down in there and just destroy them, get those guys in foul trouble.
You
but again, going back to your point, Maryland, they play great team defense.
That dog don't hunt. You may have a 6'10 guy, but he's not going to hunt inside the paint. He's not built that way. You can't be built that way for one game. And that's I used to beat my head in the wall about why you have bigs who don't play like big. I used to. And then I got to the point where, you know what? You want to win?
Embrace it. Yeah.
Embrace it. And I do that not only in watching the game, but also in coaching the game. And, I mean, if you want to win, you got to find a way not to reinvent a player, but to take what a player does and get the most out of that. Because in reinventing them, it's going to cost you a lot of losses and maybe even a year and maybe even a transfer. You got to find a way to take the kids and do what they do best. And that goes back full circle to what Turge has done to this roster.
Yeah, and isn't that what good coaches do?
Yep.
You see, you assess your personnel, and you adjust accordingly instead of trying to force them to adjust to you. I mean, I think that's exactly what he's done. I mean, I think, I hate to keep beating this drum. I think Chol's been one of the biggest disappointments. I was very excited when he came along because you had somebody who was a seven-footer. I thought we were going to have some dominance in the middle there and just never materialized.
Well, he was pretty much advertised as a project, and as a project that just hasn't paid off. That's hopefully we could use the word yet.
Yet, yeah.
You know, but he has a couple of DNPs recently, so I guess Turge just said, you know what, enough of this. We're trying to get into the NCAA tournament, and you can't help us right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.